In Iran, police clashed with tens of thousands of protesters who crowded the streets in the country's major cities to mark 40 days since the death of Mahsa Amini. She's a 22-year-old woman who died while in custody of the morality police for allegedly wearing her hijab too loosely. The BBC reports fires burned in the streets of Tehran as protesters chanted "Death to the dictator." The human rights organization Iran Human Rights reports at least 234 protesters, including 29 children, have been killed in the protests that have erupted since Amini's death on September 16. Firouzeh Mahmoudi is the co-founder and director of United for Iran, an organization working to improve civil liberties in the country. She describes Amini's death to CNN as a spark that led to the mass protests.
That initial protest was not even about hijab. It was, of course, about that, but that is much more than that. It's about body autonomy. It's about gender equality. It's about basic rights.
The U.S. government issued sanctions yesterday against 10 members of Iran's leadership in an attempt to punish them for their crackdown on the protests. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the U.S. will continue to impose sanctions against those who continue to repress the Iranian people.